Each of the military services say they managed to avoid outright cancellation of any major acquisition programs in 2013, but only through a lot of hurried restructuring of programs and a combination of unspent 2012 money and a hurried reprogramming of funds from Congress. In 2014, the services say they won't have the luxury of unobligated prior year dollars, and it remains to be seen how much flexibility Congress will give them to move money between accounts. Sean Stackley is the Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Research, Development, and Acquisition.
I would say that every program was impacted, and in the budget year 2013 in which sequestration hit, we were able to use prior year to absorb some of the impact. But frankly, the Department of the Navy had to push a significant amount of that impact into the out years. So the impact is still staring at us across the board in those same programs. Did we cancel any? No. Our priority was not to cancel and create more harm over and above what sequestration caused.
Across the military's acquisition programs during 2013, officials cut back on the quantities of items they planned to buy, pushing up unit costs, and delayed research and development for new capabilities into future years. And cancellation of programs is the logical conclusion if they keep being delayed, says Dr. William LaPlante, the Air Force's Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition.
The way it works is the step to cancellation is delay, and that's already started. And I'm not saying the program's going to be canceled because the decision has not been made, but Space Fence, the major Air Force program for space situational awareness, has been put on hold. Okay. Contractors were told to stop work on that program about September 15th. Is that canceled? No.
But the Space Fence program was ready to go, LaPlante says, and delaying it by just 1 year will increase its cost by at least $70 million. Also, as long as the government keeps operating under a continuing resolution, the military is barred from starting new programs. The Navy, for example, can't award contracts for any new ships since the current bill funding the government is a copy of 2013's sequestered spending plan. That means the Navy only has authority to buy the ships it bought last year. Under the Budget Control Act, sequestration in 2014 would reduce DOD's overall budget by 10% from the levels it's been planning for. But since President Obama has used his authority to wall off military pay accounts from those cuts, the rest of the military's accounts will have to make it up. For acquisition, that would mean a 14% reduction in 2014. Heidi Hsu, the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, says with personnel spending off the table, the areas of the DOD budget that will pay the bills will be modernization and military readiness.
We don't have any more buffer room left. Okay, we're going to defer maintenance on 172 of our aircraft, more than 900 of our vehicles, over 2,000 of our weapon systems, over 10,000 pieces of communication equipment. That is on top of FY13. This means this will have rippling effect in terms of fielding to our units. It means our contractor that's looking for stability of their workforce and of the contracts that they have can no longer plan for it. They continuously ask me, what do I anticipate the budget is going to be? So they can plan for their workforce. It is very difficult to give them any numbers. The other rippling effect it has created for us is an enormous amount of additional work for our internal government folks to plan the what-if contingencies. We go through multiple iterations of planning. That's very, very disruptive.
During 2013, some programs suffered directly from the workforce impacts of sequestration. Even in cases where the military services managed to reallocate enough money to keep contracts intact, they were still thrown off because the civilian workforce that was supposed to help execute them was on mandatory unpaid vacation. LaPlante says the F-35 program is a prime example.
The F-35 lost 1 to 2 months of schedule overall in the program due to the furloughs. The reason was the testing, both at Eglin and PAX, was prohibited to test on overtime with civilians. And if you've been around testing, you know nothing gets done in a regular even 40-hour week, let alone a 32-hour week. So it directly impacted already our acquisition programs.
While in theory, military hardware purchases can be put back on track once some level of funding stability is restored to the government, DOD leaders say they're very worried that workforce impacts from the budget turmoil might not be reversible. LaPlante says those impacts are hard to measure right now since staff turnover tends to be a lagging indicator of bad morale. He thinks around 100,000 civilian and contractor jobs are at risk right now.
I can tell you what my instinct is, and it's purely anecdotal. and that is based upon individual resignations that have already occurred. I believe we've broken with particularly the younger acquisition and science workforce. In other words, these are folks who are at a point in their career, they're trying to make a decision, is this something that I can do for my full career? Am I ready starting a family? Is this something that's reliable? Particularly the highly talented and marketable ones, they're very vulnerable. We already have cases, including specific letters, of resignations. And oh, by the way, that was before October 1st. The first week of October, half of the PEOs in the Air Force, PEOs, program executive officers, or senior acquisition executives that run our programs, were home. We were within about 2 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, of shutting down the F-35 line. Okay, I know that these are differences between sequester versus government shutdown, but the effect in the field is not terribly distinctive to the individuals and the programs that's going on.
There is no doubt that everyone in the Pentagon would very much like sequestration to be undone entirely, but at some level, leaders have already accepted it as a reality. For 2015, the military services are developing two separate budgets, one that accounts for the automatic budget cuts and one that doesn't. But acquisition officials say what they need most of all is predictability, so they at least know the amount of money they have to work with. Again, the Navy's Sean Stackley.
Stability is absolutely critical to performance in our programs across the board. And what we've been experiencing over the last 1.5 to 2 years, frankly, has been extraordinarily destabilizing. So this uncertain environment, budget environment that we're marching through is unraveling all the efforts that the department has put into driving affordability into our programs. All those programs underpin current and future readiness. And so what sequestration poses is a steady decline across the board in terms of operations, readiness, force structure, which ultimately equates to presence, response, and national security. And so we're on the front end of that today. The 2013, we saw deployments being canceled. We saw the front end of procurements being canceled. You're seeing delays to programs. When you compound that year over year, as posed through sequestration, it's not a straight line. It will quickly devolve.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.